Good morning, church. You know, we're going to have an encounter here this morning. We're going to encounter the God of creation. We're going to go straight to his throne room, and it's going to be wonderful. So let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we can be here in church. And Father, every week we make a conscious decision to how we're going to spend our time. And so, Father, we are investing in you here this morning. We are going to sing praises to you. And we're going to just give ourselves freely in spirit and in truth. And so, Father, once again, we ask that your Holy Spirit will simply come down and just make it just this wonderful time of worship. Father, we just thank you for meeting us here once again. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. Well, Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus set me free. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus set me free. Well, I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. Well, Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus set me free. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus set me free. Well, I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Who can tell what God can do? Who can tell love is love for you? In the name of Jesus, Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Who can tell what God can do? Who can tell love is love for you? In the name of Jesus, Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Who can tell what God can do? Who can tell love is love for you? In the name of Jesus, Jesus, we have the victory. In the name name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Who can tell what God can do? Who can tell of His love for you? In the name of Jesus, Jesus, we have the victory.
Sufficient for me, Jehovah Jireh, my provider, His grace is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs according to His riches in glory. He will give His angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, His grace is sufficient for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, His grace is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs according to His riches and glory. He will give His angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, His grace is sufficient for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, His grace is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs according to His riches in glory. He will give His angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me.
Amen.
Soul, he saved my soul, he
saved my soul. He's so good to me. I praise your name. I praise your name. I praise your name. You're so good to me. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. So much more than anything. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. I want you more than gold or silver, only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. Riches and wisdom and strength. unto you, unto you, who sits at the right hand of God. Be unto you, unto you, who sits at the right hand of God, unto you. Blessing and honor, glory and power, riches and wisdom and strength. You're worthy of all blessing and honor, glory and power, riches and wisdom and strength. Be unto you, unto you, who sits at the right hand of God. Be unto you, unto you, who sits at the right hand of God, unto you. Slain on the cross has the power to change lives today. For he changed me completely, a new life is mine. That is why by the cross I will stay. I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. I believe whatever the cost, and when time has surrendered and earth is no more, I'll still cling to the old rugged cross. I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. I believe whatever the cost, and when time has surrendered and earth is no more, I'll still cling to the old rugged cross. cross. And when time has surrendered and earth is no more, I'll still cling to the old rugged cross.
Indeed. And when time has surrendered, when our time here on earth is done, I mean, we're a million years into the future. We're still going to be praising God for what he did on Calvary 2,000 years ago. But it'll be a million years and 2,000 years ago. And a billion years into the future. It won't matter. Time won't matter. And when time has surrendered, that's what it means. Time doesn't mean anything anymore. And the earth is no more. We'll still be praising Jesus.
I sing praises to your name, O Lord. Praises to your name, O Lord. For your name is great and greatly to be praised. I sing praises to your name, O Lord. Praises to your name. Glory to your name, O Lord. Glory to your name, O Lord. For your name is great and greatly to be praised. I give glory to your name, O Lord. Glory to your name. To be praised. I sing praises to your name, O Lord. Praises to your name, O Lord. For your name is great and greatly to be praised. I sing praises to your name, O to your name, O Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. I give glory to your name, O Lord, glory to your name, O Lord, for your name is great and to be praised. I give glory to your name, O Lord. Glory to your name, O Lord. For your name is great and greatly to be in praise, a lamb.
Praise the Lord, and good morning to you. I want to take this opportunity today and share with you some things about the events that are taking place in Egypt, Tunisia, Jordan, and Yemen. And most of us have been looking at CNN, Fox News, and different news channels the last 3-4 days. And we have been told that this is a spontaneous uprising. There is absolutely no leadership. And it all started with a man putting himself, setting himself on fire in Tunisia about a few weeks ago now. He became a martyr. And because of that, everybody else rose up. Well, let me share this with you. What you're seeing in Egypt today and what you have seen in the last few days is very similar to what happened during the Bolshevik Revolution or the Communist Revolution or whatever you want to call it. And I want you to know that there are no spontaneous uprising. In each one of these nations, from Tunisia, Egypt, Yemen, and Jordan, are Freemasonic lodges. And the Freemasons have always been used to foment revolutions, uprisings, and so on. Also, the intelligence services, you have the CIA, the Mossad, the MI5, MI6, and the different intelligence services for the different countries have all infiltrated every nation. There is nothing happening. For example, you take the Tea Party in the United States. Yes, it is a kind of a spontaneous movement, but at the same time, it is heavily infiltrated by what they call spies or agents that are working behind the scene. Now, last week I talked to you about this video in the shadow of Hermes, which was done by Yuri Lina. And it's a layout of the Russian revolutions, 1917 and on. And it tells what happened. One of the first things that happened in Russia, 1917, was that they opened the prisons and let all the criminals out. This is exactly what is happening in Egypt. All the criminals have been loosed out of their jails and prisons and are looting, killing, raping, pillaging the population. The police in Egypt right now, they have pulled back. And the military has come in. But what is happening now is that this is an organized event that they want to have chaos. If you have read the book of Revelation, you do know the Bible says it could be an antichrist is going to come on the scene. And he's not going to come in a vacuum. It's going to be a build-up. Let me take you back to 1979 and Iran. Our hands, and I say American hands, are bloody. In Iran, we had a Shah that was there, and he was a dictator in Iran, been there for a number of years. He was put in power by the CIA, and he was taken out of power by the CIA. Now, the world government wanted Iran to be hostile, so they moved him out. When the Shah was flown out, he was flown out on American transportation, Air Force transportation planes. And they took him first to Egypt, then they took him down to Panama. And they gave him a luxury apartment complex in Panama. He only lived maybe 6 to 8 months after that because suddenly he got cancer. Now, the world government is experts on people committing suicide, you get cancer, you get depressed, and all kind of different things of this nature. And so we took him out, and then we gave the regime over to the Ayatollah Khomeini. And of course, now you know the mess that they are in. And so the world government always need a boogeyman. They always need someone to threaten with. Mubarak, in the last 10 hours, has fled from Cairo. He's very well aware of that he was put in power by the CIA. He will be taken out of power by the same group. He's sitting holed up in southern Egypt, in his winter palace, and he's probably thinking about, will I survive? Will my children survive? Will I be killed? Now, why do we have all these events? Because slowly and surely, the world government wants to come to the place of total world control. Now, if each nation is tranquil, everybody's working, everybody's having a good time, who's going to start a revolution? Who wants change? So they have to create chaos. And this is what we're having right now in front of us. Isn't it amazing that about 4 or 5 days ago, the CNN, Fox, ABC, CBS, and all the networks simply said, you know, it's starting in Tunisia, but most likely it will spread to Egypt, then to Jordan, and then to Yemen. How did they know that? Who told them that? This is a setup for we're going to have an upheaval in the Middle East. I do not know yet how the scenario is going to go down. But remember this, Israel is first. And it is very likely that if Egypt goes up in flames and the other country goes up in flames, the call would be, we have to secure this region. It has to be secured. We got oil down there. And we got to secure Israel. And guess who's going to get in the fight? The United States of America. And we will find ourselves in another war, in another turmoil that will cost us more money, more life, and so on. What can we do? Can we do anything about it? The answer is yes. Prayer and fasting. Now, yesterday we had our 39th annual meeting with EAUC, and I was looking upon a sheet of paper listed where we are going in with our webcast and our material. And I was surprised that we are going into more than probably 60 nations. I found Vietnam on that list. I found Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Russia, Ukraine. I found country after country, China, Singapore. I could just make the list go on and on. And I realize that our ministry is beginning to reach into the world. Might not be that large yet, but we are in many, many nations. What makes us unique? Number one, we are Bible-centered. We are not a lunatic group. We are not identity. We are not into racial things. We are centered right smack in the Bible. We believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We believe in healing. Everything that you find in the book of Acts, we teach. We also have solid history documentation. If you read the material we're producing, we're not inciting and saying, go and buy guns and do this and do that. We simply saying, here is the information. This is what happened. This is most likely what will happen in the future. And here's how to pray. And this is what to look for. We can change if we pray and seek the Lord. Now, I'm excited to be alive at this time. And I'm thankful that we have this knowledge and that we can simply give it out. Now, I want to thank all of you that last month, actually this month, has given us. Now, the devil is working in this way, that he's trying to decimate this ministry. And I don't like to come up every week and say, you know, here is my cup, fill it up. And I asked my elders, leadership, what do we do? And I just want to say this to you today that are watching. If you ever prayed for us, this is the time to pray. If you ever want to give, this is the time to give. And to those of you that are here today, if you can give something extra today, it will be needed. Satan has squeezed us on all sides. We're still fighting. We'll continue. But I want to be part of this fight in the world. When we're going to see different nations tumble and think like this. I don't want to sit in the corner and our cameras turned off. And we simply meeting here in the corner in Sacramento with all the information, everything we can do. Because Satan turned on our spirits. If you notice now in Egypt, what they did, the first thing was they turned off the internet, Facebook and so on, and cell phones. And it's amazing that Barack Obama, the man in the White House, is pushing hard for a kill switch of the internet in America. Again, terrorism. We got to protect against our terrorists. And if you don't see any today, they will manufacture some and throw them out so we can see them next week. And in order to protect America from terrorists, Obama wants a kill switch. So if something happens, he can pull the plug, no cell phones, no internet. He will have control. We're in for some terrible times. So I just want to share that with you. I'm working on book number 3, the Kabbalah. We got book number 4 coming up. And right now, the information we're starting to put together is going to be very up to date. Because what you see happen, what you saw happen in the 1800s, 1900s, is happening now, today. And we need to destroy that. So I'm going to close and simply say this. If you love this ministry, you haven't given this month at all. This is the time to give. It's critical, and we appreciate it. May God bless you. Sisters are going to come and pray right now for this ministry. Would you stand with us?
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this message that we heard, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you are source. You are the provider. You are the one, O Lord, that never fails. And you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. And Lord, as I pray, I ask you to have it your way. Let the Holy Spirit have his way, I pray, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord had me to share this with you as I go into prayer. And I start with a scripture. This is what the Lord gave me this morning. For the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, the opening of the prison for those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the vengeance of our God, to comfort those that are mourning, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Hallelujah. And you find that on Isaiah 61:1, starting from 1. And Lord, we thank you and praise you, Lord, that let the anointing be upon us. Let the power of God be upon us. And oh Lord, we want to declare to these people, oh Lord, that listening to us, watching us in the internet, in the webcast, oh Lord, that to know that when they give with confidence. because they give to a good cause. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you use this church over many years. People were set free. People were delivered. People were healed. People were restored. Souls were restored. And God's name was glorified. People came from other states. They came from Texas. They came from Indiana. They came from New York because they had a need. The Lord pointed them to this church that they can be healed, that can be delivered. And God did a miracle in many lives. People could not function, but God helped them to function using this church. God gave this name for this church, Resurrection Life of Jesus Church. And there was a reason for it, that many people were resurrected over the years using this people, using this pastor and the leadership. And one of them, it was myself. God restored me. God healed my soul. And God is using me today for his glory. We've nothing to boast about, but it is because of the Lord our God, because we were led by the Spirit of God, and we still are led by the Spirit of God. And God is still using this church for people to be delivered, for people to be healed and restored and come back. Instead of being part of the problem, become part of the solution. Instead of being the mission field, become the missionaries. Hallelujah. It might be a small church, but God is using it in a mighty way. And to give a little description of myself, I was a man without father, without mother, without love, having a fear of death, fear of abandonment, fear of rejection, all kinds of fears. And God led me here in this church. It was not my decision. I didn't even want to come, but God brought me here. And he did a miracle in me. And most of the people here, they've been set free. They've been delivered. They've been healed. And now they serve the Lord our God with all their heart, mind and soul. And Lord, we thank you and praise you for what you've done and for what you are going to do in this body of believers. Hallelujah. What you are going to do. And we praise your holy name. And as we're about to receive this offering today, the Bible says, bring your tithes into the storehouse that it will be meat in my house. And prove me herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I do not open you the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing that it may not be enough room to receive it. And Lord, we thank you that you mean what you say. And thank you, Lord, that when the people give from around the world, let them give with confidence, for God is using this church for his glory and his honor, that people will be healed and people will be delivered and people will be used. And this church can make disciples all over the world. But not only from this country, but people around the world have been delivered also through the telephone and other ways. And Lord, we give you all the praise, all the glory. And Lord, it's you, Lord, that did it and has been doing it over all these years until Jesus come to take us to himself. And we pray this in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's people said, amen and amen.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
This time we're going to have a prayer time, and we got only three things here. We prayed everybody's going well, and we're going to pray for rain. We got rain here today, and we are told that there is an El Nino situation in the Pacific Ocean. As a result, there will be no more rain in California for the rest of the year. Last Sunday, we prayed that God would change that, and today we receive the first rain. Let's continue to pray for rain and snow in the mountains. As a nation, we are sinful, but let's ask God for mercy. He promised to spare Sodom and Gomorrah if he could find 10 righteous men there. There are more than 10 righteous men in California. So we're going to pray for that. The price of oil fell this week to $85.64 per barrel. But the protest increased in Egypt, the price of oil shot up Friday to 87.87. There was no shortage of oil. Nothing has happened. The World Bank has infused fear of future shortages, and the price went up. However, the price of oil fell from a high of 89.11 last week, ended up Friday at 87.87. So altogether, it went down this week. Thus, we can see that this is a spiritual battle that must be fought with spiritual weapons. Prayer and fasting is a key that will destroy the works of Satan. We will continue to pray. Let's continue to pray for our finances in the ministry. We have picked up more support, but it's not going to be strong enough to keep us going. We need more monthly support. Again, prayer and fasting is needed in this area. Those of you that would like to come and pray with me, come on up here.
Father God, thank you for this day, Lord. And we want to lift up the financial situation here at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church to you. And on my way in, I looked around today and was actually thinking about finances and how every homeowner is financed. And every business is financed, and there's huge money that's being pulled in to those that are the financiers in the world. And Satan has his system set up pretty efficiently. But we're not intimidated by it at all. And we thank you, Father God, that you have a greater finance system. He's got a pretty good system, but you have a greater finance system. And it is called Financed by Faith. And so, Lord, we put our faith out there, and we thank you in advance that you have already made the provision. It is on the way. And I see that happen time and again in the business venture that you put me in, where it looks like it's not too profitable, and sometimes it turns a great profit. So it is because you've appointed it to happen that way. So we thank you, Father, for meeting the finances here at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church. And we know that you're going to do that. But at the same time, there's requirements. And it might be that you're requiring your people to do a little prayer in that area, not just here on Sunday. And it might be that you're requiring your people to do a little fasting for that situation. So we thank you, Father God, for the ability to hear what you're telling us to do, and then the strength to do it. And then also, there would be a seriousness about getting down to business. And I thank you for that. And Father God, I thank you for filling up these chairs in here with some people that want to walk with you and take away all the complacency. And I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, thank you for this day. Lord God, we come to you every Sunday and throughout the week. And we ask you, Lord God, to please intervene on our behalf on the prices of oil and gas and the turmoil and all the issues that are going on in the world that have to do with oil prices. With the prices of oil being high, the prices of food is climbing, and everything else is climbing. Lord God, we ask you to please intervene on our behalf and throughout America, throughout the world, that the prices of oil will go down. Lord God, that's what we receive from you, Father, that you're going to intervene and you are going to cause this nation to walk closer to you, to pray, to fast, to do your will. Because if we do your will, you will answer our prayers. And this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, for the praise reports that we hear. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for answering prayers and doing great and mighty things. And we pray, O Lord, that yes, we will be people of prayer. We will pray and fast and seek your face. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Let it be a new commitment in this body of believers to pray and fast for whatever the needs are. Oh, that we also will grow in the Lord. In the name of Jesus.
and be able to go and bear fruit, and our fruit shall remain. You said in your word, call upon me and I will answer thee, in Jeremiah 33:3. And I will do great and mighty things that you knowest not. And we call upon you, O Lord, for the different needs today. We call upon you, O Lord, that you will continue bringing rain in this Sacramento area, we pray, O Lord, and the rest of California. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for doing that. Thank you, Lord. We prayed last week, and we saw rain immediately. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. We want to see rain, but, O Lord, let it be no floods. And we praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father, for meeting every need, O Lord. But also we want to walk worthy of the Lord and to all pleasing. And be fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. And we give you all the praise today, all the glory, all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and mighty name. Amen and amen.
Father God, we once again bring up Nadine Walby to you. Father, she's your daughter. You love her. She loves you, Lord. And she wants to serve you in so many ways, but her body is keeping her from doing it. Her body is damaged, as you know, Lord. And excuse me, there is a very little that anyone can do. The doctors can't operate on her because she's too fragile, and there's just no answers in our abilities. But Lord, you have the answer. And I'm sorry. And you have the one thing that she needs, Lord God, and that's more faith to believe. Father, take away her unbelief. Yes. And let her know again, Lord God, you've told her already that you want to heal her. Help her to receive it, Lord. Help her to believe. Help her to throw out the unbelief, to get sick and tired of it and just dump it and fall on her face. She's falling down anyway. Let her fall on her face in submission to you, Lord, and in belief that you will heal her, that you want to heal her. And Father, if it is your will to raise her up, we pray that direction. If it's your will to take her home, we pray that you'll do it so she doesn't have to keep suffering so much pain and so much illness and discomfort. We thank you, Lord. And Father, I want to thank you for raising up Thomas Burns. We prayed for him, and Father, we all love him, and we didn't want to see him go down. Yes. But Father, you raised him up. Now continue to strengthen him physically, Lord God, and give him, let him get totally well and be strong and not have any residual weakness or anything from this sickness. Father, thank you for healing him totally. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for Gert Timmerman today, Lord, as he was prayed for last week. And Father God, the doctors could not find anything wrong with him as he took different tests, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, that he will continue to be well and that these events are being blacked out, Lord. We rebuke them right now in the name of Jesus. There should be no more demonic attack upon Gert. And we thank you, Father, for strengthening him, strengthen Charmaine, and strengthen their three children, Father God. They are a delight to the world. We thank you for your Holy Ghost being there right now as we pray for them. And Father, we thank you right now that every prayer has been spoken here today. They are now on the altar. The smoke is coming up, and they will be answered in due time. And for this, we thank you, we praise you now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated.
Okay, we're going to take a couple testimonies this morning. Okay, Monica.
Well, I want to praise God for two things. They both happened in Sweden while we were there. And the first thing was that God convicted me through a book I was reading about that he didn't want me to consume any caffeine whatsoever. So I said to God, okay, I'll give up the caffeine for you. And so I've been tempted a little bit here and there, but I haven't given in. So that is good, because I wouldn't want to fall back and have to go back to God again and ask him to take away the desire that apparently still is there a little bit, but I'm resisting that desire every time I think about it. The other thing was that when this happened in Sweden also, and I had to pull my suitcase for some considerable differences sometimes, and because I traveled by bus to different cities to see relatives. And after we came back, Peter and my arm started hurting, and there was something in the elbow that wasn't right, and it's been painful. But God is healing it, so it's on its way out. So my arm will be healed very soon. So I just wanted to praise God for that, because he deserves our praises.
Okay, I got a little quick story to share. There's always many times I've testified how God has given us a lot of jobs. And that's critical for us, because I have families that work for us that need those jobs. And some of them have been very little profit, and some of them have been a great profit. And anyway, about 2 weeks ago, I went into, I had a guy call me and told me, okay, well, I've got a house I want to build. It's 6,000 square feet, and he doesn't live in the town I live in. He lives in Davis, and he says, you can meet me at my house at this time on this day and look at the plans. Very shrewd guy. If you want to look at them, this is when you're going to meet. Okay, I'll meet you there. So I met him there, and I went into a very extravagant house. And you know what I'm talking about. Lots of what I call gingerbread, you know. Inside and out, in a very nice neighborhood. And so we looked at his plans a little bit, and I took what I needed, and he interviewed me and to see if I knew what I was doing and if I was capable to do the job. So that was on a Friday, and he says, when can you have a bid to me? I said, well, I should have it by Monday. And he says, okay. And I left, and he told me, he says, well, your competition is well under 40,000. And so I said, fine. And the house he's building is 6,000 square feet, just under roof. And then he has a lot of fancy patios and stuff going along with that. And so on Monday afternoon, I had my plan bid by Saturday. But on Monday afternoon, I came down with a virus out of the blue. And I was pretty much out of business all week. So I never called the guy, and I went into the office on Saturday, yesterday. And so I got a few things done, and then I put that bid together, and I called him, and I said, well, I've been sick all week, but I got a bid for you. And I gave him my bid, and my bid was right around $45,000. I remember he told me under 40. And so he just kind of chuckled. He says, well, I got bids at 26,000. Okay. And I said, well, I'm using numbers that are old. This is very tight numbers. And he says, well, I got reputable companies that are going to do it for this much. I said, well, then, you know, that's what you got to, do what you got to do, right? But I can't do it for that. And I said, I pay my guys a living wage. He says, well, these guys, they got Mexicans working for $9 or $10 an hour. And I said to him, who can live on that, man? Who can live on that? And he didn't respond. But anyway, I said that. I said all that to say this. And that was pretty much the end of the phone call. I could be intimidated by that, but it doesn't intimidate me at all. And if there's guys that are going to do it for nothing or less than nothing, I say, do it. Because when you're gone, I will do the other work. It's just, those are little attacks that come along, you know, to try and get you, the devil wants you to spin your wheels a little bit, wants to intimidate you, try and tell you you got to drive your price so low that there's no money in it. But that's not what God has for me. You know what I mean? At the same time, I was able to work on another job that's easier and make way more than I would have made on that job. So the crux of the story is, don't be intimidated. Keep your eyes on Jesus. He'll give you the jobs that you need and that your people need. So that's my testimony. And also being sick this week, which I very seldom get sick. I don't know where that came from, out of the blue. I heard you, Bob. He says chemtrails. I saw some interesting footage on chemtrails this week also. But I took the time and I read the book of Ruth, and which I like to read the book of Ruth. The reason is, if you haven't read it, it shows you that God is not a respecter of persons, and he is not racial. Okay, because he used a Moabite woman to be in the lineage of King David, which was his lineage, the lineage of Jesus. And I read a lot in 2 Samuel about King David and the trials in his family. So, and you know, got rested too. So, everything that happens to me, I'm trying to look at it as a blessing. Now, when you're sick and in bed, you might not feel blessed at the time. But if with the right mind frame, you can find the good in it.